It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is Figgy's Mixtape here. How about In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Adetuma. That's John Lopez, Byron Matthews on the ones and twos. As you'll notice, Figgy Figs' name was absent there because he had the day off. He was reading to some kids out there. Seemed like he had a good
Wade
time.
Wade Smith's big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's very involved.
For sure. And I'm so happy that obviously Figgy has the opportunity to go do such things. Although, like, you know, if you wanted to take the day off for other things, it'd be fine as well. But it is cool that he has that level of, civic duty to himself.
Mm-hmm.
That he's like,
right.
That's what I'm going to do. Right? So he took it upon himself to go and read to the kids, and I'm glad that he did so. And so we hold it down on the mixtape here today on this April Fool's Day. Text in to the Jim Mallory, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. What is the best April Fool's prank or joke that you were able to pull off? And let's see if we can make curmudgeon John Lopez, I don't know, smile or maybe appreciate.
I am not a curmudgeon.
Byron,
I just hate April Fool's Day.
Byron, I need your help here.
My mom did a bad April Fool's prank on me years ago, so I'm with John on this one.
Yeah.
They're
dumb.
All right.
They're awful. They're bad.
Well, let's see. I tried to search up some of the best April Fool's pranks and or jokes from the world of sports to see if maybe any of them would get the John Lopez thumbs up.
A seal of approval?
A seal of approval of sorts. So we will do that. I will begin with this one here. This is in baseball. Baseball is a very pranky type sport. Like, I feel like baseball is one of the ones where you get a good amount of pranks, especially they spend the most time.
Now, they
together.
Actually have fun pranks sometimes. You know, okay. Some funny stuff.
Look, we're cracking the ice.
Okay.
We might be warming him to it, right? He's already in on the premise that a baseball prank could be fun. So, you know, they spend a lot of time together. They're on the road a lot or they're in the clubhouse together. You find time. You spend that much time together, eventually you're going to have a little fun together. And in this situation, Mike Pelfrey was a former MLB pitcher. He's now a baseball coach in his native Wichita, Kansas. But in 2013, he was, you know, working on his ability to give motivational speeches in some ways because he is a Wichita State alum, mind you.
Yeah.
He was asked by then Twins manager Ron Gardenhire to fire up the Wichita State basketball team because, you know, April Fool's hit you right in that March Madness as we are currently in. So, you know, the Shockers were on a Final Four run. And so he was like, look, I got the basketball team on the phone. You, Wichita State alum.
Oh, Lord.
Give him the hype
and
up speech.
And he fell for it?
Give him the hype up speech on the phone. So.
Oh, no.
Here is Mike Pelfrey on the phone with the supposed Wichita State Shockers, including then Fred VanVleet.
All right.
Good. I'm a season ticket holder, so I was there for most of the home games. Still live in Wichita.
Hey, they don't need your life story. They want you to pump them up. Let's go.
So we're rooting for you hard. You guys always remember how good you are, what got you there, and you guys just do what you've done all year, and that wins ball games, no matter who you're playing against. So good luck, and go get them.
Oh, no, I know what's coming.
That's all you got? That's all you got?
What else you want me to say?
Give them something, man.
Hey, yeah. Well, I watch you guys all year. You guys go out there and do the same thing you've done all year. Make the Shockers proud. Just go out there and win it.
All right.
And that'll make everybody happy. So go f***ing get them. Go get them.
All right. Woo!
You know what? We appreciate that. The funny thing is, though, is we're out in the clubhouse right now, Mike, you Munson.
Oh, hey, f*** you guys, too.
Perfect. That was the perfect answer. Perfect. Like, I knew what was coming, and I didn't even know you were going to play this. I knew they were playing it to the players on the team.
Yes, they're playing it to the players in the clubhouse, and he let them know. And, of course, I do love that his attempt to escalate, he was like, that wasn't good enough? Well, I'm going to drop an F-bomb in there.
Yeah.
Not just go get it. Bleep and go get it, brother. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Thumbs up?
Absolutely thumbs up.
Yeah, we got him.
But was that an April Fool's joke or was that just...
I mean, it was a prank.
It was a prank, yeah. Baseball pranks, they're creative. Most April Fool's jokes are just like borderline dangerous, or at least they can be very upsetting for people. But baseball pranks can be fun.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we got one thumbs up. I'm already cruising. I felt like I wasn't going to get any. All right. How about this one? This one, Mark Cuban is now a minority owner of the Mavericks, but at the time he was freshly the new owner of the Mavericks in 2000. And a couple years later in 2003 or a few years later, he decided on April Fool's Day to try and orchestrate something for all of the fans.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a stoppage of play during a game. Cuban stepped on the floor because, you know, he likes sitting right next to the court or whatever. That was one of the things that made him kind of weird. And then he stepped up to an official and he started gesturing wildly, shoved the official. Then the official retaliated and they started kind of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, according to the PA announcer, check your calendar. Remember that it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
Starting a fake fight on the floor in the middle of a game.
Has to be the right people. And that was the right person. Right? Like it was plausible.
With Cuban?
Yeah. It was plausible that he would walk out on the floor.
That is fair, because he was out there always yelling at refs. Yeah. The thing I found incredible was that the ref was willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I feel like would not fly
anymore. Most refs would not, I feel. I do like the, and maybe this has been done on April Fool's, but I do like when, baseball players, they're the most creative, start fighting with a mascot.
Yes.
Those are the best.
All right, so a fake fight will get you as well.
Well, with like a mascot, like whomever, Orbit or whatever, and they start throwing hands, that's always fun.
All right, and the final one that I have for you, this is college basketball as well, but this is actually college basketball. Billy Donovan, now he's the coach of the Chicago Bulls, then was the coach of the Florida Gators. And Billy Donovan, in 2006, when they won the NCAA tournament, Florida hosted, it's Midnight Madness event later in October. So not officially an April Fool's prank, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
The preseason hype night featured, you know, the Crystal Trophy.
Okay.
And what he did was he was holding it up. He lost his grip.
Oh, no.
Trophy tumbled to the ground and shattered. And the crowd gasped in shock.
However, of course, it was a fake trophy.
Or did he say it was fake?
Oh, we were like, yeah, no, that was all a prank, guys.
That was a prank. Look at the calendar.
I got another one at the house. I'll bring it in on Monday.
Yes, Monday. No, I'm sure it was. Those aren't too bad. That one's a little sketchy. It's the April Fool's jokes that are like someone saying to their boyfriend or whatever, I'm pregnant. You know, that's a common April Fool's. Hey, just say, two things can happen, both of them bad. One, you tell him later, oh, I'm not pregnant. And he's either really mad or he's really disappointed because he wanted the baby.
Like, and now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's the word. That's what I hate about April Fools. Like they're it's like
playing with your emotions.
Just mean, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah. I got some thumbs up mm-hmm. on some of those sports.
Absolutely.
By the way, 713 said best April Fools prank that they pulled off: dipped an onion on a stick in caramel, passed it off as a candy apple to their 10-year-old nephew.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that to my dad next year.
I hope you're proud of yourself. You made a 10-year-old.
That's a good one.
Bite an onion.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
All right. As we continue in the mixtape, I think for one, I have found what is going to be the single best way mm-hmm. to ensure student attendance at a college sporting event. Because you know the big colleges, mm-hmm. they have no issues, right? You'll fill Bryant-Denny Stadium or whatever, like yeah. a big house, whatever. But at like a Texas State or what have you, mm-hmm. right? It can get a little tough to fill up the stadium or what have you, especially if you're not particularly good. But what do college students love more than anything?
Food and drink.
Particularly when it is
free.
That's right. And Coastal Carolina absolutely is coming with that. Check this out. This is Coastal Carolina and what they are doing in order to try and get people into the building for their football game.
What's up, boss?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's the damage?
Free.
Free. Well, what about for this?
Free as well.
Free.
All of it free. You want some nachos?
Yeah.
Free too.
All free.
All free.
Free. Can I get 50 of these?
Yeah.
Free.
Free.
What about a drink?
All of it. Free.
Free.
Have two drinks.
Drinks?
Ooh. And all a hot free? Dog. Yeah.
Hot dogs free too?
All free. There you go.
Free.
Free.
Sweet.
That's right, Till Nation. This fall in Brooks Stadium, every fan, every game, always free. Free concessions, popcorn, nachos, hot dog, fountain drinks, and water for every fan this fall. Come out to Brooks Stadium, get your tickets now, and cheer on the Shots. Go Shots!
This is awesome. Like, very, very awesome. By the way, I had to look. I thought their mascot was the
Chanticleer.
Chanticleer.
He said Shants.
Oh, he said Shants. I thought he said Shots.
No, Shants as in
yeah,
Chanticleer.
I thought it was Chanticleers, and I'm like, well, okay, but that's neither here nor there. Here's where I think we can almost, you know, kind of draw a line to, I think this is going to help the team.
Sure. I can see this.
I think it helps the team. Coastal Carolina has been an okay program, up and coming at their level.
They've had some good years.
Had some good years. But keep in mind, and my son, who went to U of H, was reminding me of this the other day because he's so proud and happy about the Cougs being in the Final Four and being a number one seed and all that. When he was in school, they were giving away free tickets to the basketball game.
Yeah.
They just they wanted to do anything they could to get people into the game. They were walking around the campus, including Kelvin Sampson, giving away tickets.
Yes.
Can you imagine now? These things matter. Like, these things matter.
Sure.
You know?
And the tough thing about it is you give away a free ticket, and it's stupid that our brains work this way, but if you give me something for free, why am I supposed to value it?
Yeah.
Right? I have a feeling that everybody can value food, and yeah, Magic on the YouTube is like, they about to run out of money. Broke college students and free food?
Yeah.
And I do wonder. They do have something in place to try and limit this. However, I do wonder how much it'll work, and I want your opinion if you believe this will actually work. So, with the CCU kickoff meal deal, every football game, every fan, always free. The ticket allows buyers to get 4 items per concession stand visit from a selection of hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and fountain drinks. So you can get 4 free items of those 4 different things, right? There's no limit to the number of in-game visits. However, you must scan each trip through the line.
Yeah.
So like you got to stand in line each time that you go get your 4
4
things on the app. So specialty items outside of that, when it comes to like outside food vendors, outside of like the Aramark food or whatever, or alcoholic drinks, still are available for purchase. But just hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, the fountain drinks, you can get those for free. You just have to get in line and scan through.
I think it's awesome.
Do you think that is actually going to work to slow people down, or you think people are just going to be like circling around getting this food?
I think both, but I think it's going to work just getting butts in seats. And I think it's going to, I do think it's going to make for an interesting fourth quarter rush toward the concession stands. Every student saying, "I'll have 4 hot dogs, please," and then stuffing them in their pockets so they can have them for dinner.
I'm glad that you went here, because my next question was going to be, put yourself in the mind of, I'm assuming, broke college student John Lopez. I don't know what you're.
Absolutely
okay,
broke.
Very good, because I definitely was
completely broke.
I was very much broke college student Reginald Attitude.
2 jobs and full scheduled broke.
Look at you.
I mean, it was nasty broke.
All right.
This is the play.
What is the game plan? What is the game plan for making the most out of the Chanticleer free food program at the stadium?
First visit, first quarter, one of everything. Hot dog, nachos, popcorn, and a drink.
Okay.
Right?
I think you can get rid of popcorn. Popcorn is an empty.
That's a
useless food.
And then second, third quarter, same thing. Unless you just want whatever, you know, more nachos.
I think you double up on the hot dog there,
And you get your drink. Round about midway through the fourth quarter, you do 2 laps through. 4 hot dogs, and then 4 hot dogs.
You just taking 8 hot dogs to the house.
Taking eight hot. Is that 8 hot dogs in your pocket? Yes. I would do that. I'd do meal. 8 hot dogs to the house.
Okay. I don't think that's a bad plan.
Yeah.
Let me know what you think about Lopez's plan there, or if you have a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait. I will be eagerly watching this particular area to see if we come through and midway through the season and like,
how
actually
would you play it? Same way?
Similarly.
Yeah.
I think I would get nachos once, but I think we are Glizzy Goblin, with all due respect, and getting all the hot dogs that are possible in this, because that feels like it's the most filling, right?
Yes.
I think popcorn is not useful. I think nachos are cool, but like for taste, but I don't think that they're filling. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get these hot dogs, brother.
Yeah.
Somebody says that 8 hot dogs in your pocket, you're just happy to see me.
Yeah.
Why not both?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not both? Somebody said you grabbed that popcorn bucket for more space. I don't know if it's a bucket. I'm guessing it's a bag. In my head, I saw it as like a little popcorn
bag. It's one
bag.
Of the boxes. At least the video is the box.
Okay, all right.
In the video is the box. Which, you know what? Maybe grab one of those. 7 hot dogs and a popcorn. You got the box of popcorn? No?
Popcorn's cheap. You can get popcorn for the low. What are
you
doing
here? I don't know why you hate popcorn.
That's not even me hating popcorn in that instance. I mean, I do, but that's not even that factoring in. I'm just saying, if you're talking about bang for your buck, walking out with popcorn does not seem like it's smart.
Yeah.
Now, does it?
Yeah.
I feel like you can get popcorn for the low. You can get you the Orville? No, the Orville Redenbacher are even expensive. What's the what's the real cheap ones? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
The real cheap ones.
I do love the acting in this, which is horrible.
Yes. I feel like it shouldn't.
Yeah.
And this is a fair point. 619, got to get 1 drink for the road.
I think that is fair.
Mm, yeah.
So maybe 7 hot dogs and a drink on your way out.
Okay, 7 hot dogs and a nice...
You missed the whole fourth quarter, by the way.
Of course.
You're like, what's happening in the football game?
They're not good yet. You'll get to that later.
And yes, 832 is a fair point. We need to get that clip of Lopez asking, is that a hot dog in your pocket? 100%. That is something that we need. And that means I did my job well.
Yes, sir.
With Figgy's Mixtape right here on In the Loop. Every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Rail 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, hit him up. He'll be back tomorrow on the show. But coming up next, let's crosstalk with the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron. And before we get there, a couple of other coaches talking at the league meetings about Texans and Texans related things. I'll get that to you next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.